listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Well, Brian Cochran, president of John Moore Associates, takes the time to bring us our Friday financial update. Brian, always great to catch up with you.
Absolutely. Look forward to it every week.
Goal setting is going to be our goal as far as our content, a topic for this week. You know, lots. We talked a little bit about it last week, but heading into the new year, we're still, you know, fresh into 2026, and actually had another conversation with staff from Focus on the Family in regards to New Year's resolutions, and maybe instead of resolutions, more being focused on goal setting. So I love that that's where we're headed here. Your team has been hard at work providing content that the KLYT listener can check out at no cost in regards to this topic.
Absolutely. And we do a wealth and wisdom podcast, we call it, every week that we post on YouTube. And two of our financial planners from our Arizona office, Cole and Andy, did a three-part series on goals. And they started with, you know, reflecting on the past, assessing where you are in the present, and then setting goals for the future. And I thought, being the new year and knowing that most years, fitness and wellness goals are the number one that you hear about. And number two, a close second, is finance goals, whether it's debt reduction or savings, just goals around our money and stewardship. And so what I thought we'd discuss today is what makes a good financial goal? How do you develop a financial goal? But if you want to learn more and go deeper, I definitely recommend going to the Insights tab over at johnmoore.com and looking at that Wealth and Wisdom series. Really good stuff, because, you know, honestly, it's an area of expertise for us. We help families set goals and then work towards those goals every day. And it's a big part of our job.
Okay. And without stealing thunder from the work that they did or the video, what are some things to consider as we look forward to 2026 and setting those goals?
Well, certainly in those videos, they went a lot deeper. But what I'll tell you, if you're trying to set a financial goal, specifically a goal to spend money on something in the future, there's three parts that I think are really important. And people often miss at least one of these three. The three parts is every good money goal should have a timeline, a dollar amount, and a why or a purpose behind it. So let me give you an example, Steve. We'll have clients come in that maybe just had a new baby and they're like, well, you know, we want to make sure we save for college. Okay. Okay. So that's some intention there, but how do we get that to be an actual measurable concrete goal and then remain motivated? So rather than say we want to save for college, say that, you know, it's in within our values to have, in today's dollars, $25,000 each year to go towards our child's education. If they want to spend more than that, they can, but we want to at least contribute meaningfully towards their education. Okay, so there's a dollar amount, $25,000 times 4 years of undergrad, for example. So $100,000 over 4 years in today's dollars. And then we can use calculators to inflate that to what college might cost in 18 years when that new baby's going to college. So dollar amounts there, timeline. Well, we assume they go to college at age 18 or so. So we have a timeline built in pretty easily when it comes to something like college. But then the why is the part people miss. You shouldn't do that because you think you're obligated as the parent to pay for college. You know, what's the real why? What's the why? Well, is it because we want to give our children a head start? Is it because we're debt averse, so we don't want our child taking on college loans? Is it because education has provided a lot for our family in my generation, maybe past generations as well? So education's a priority. And Steve, the reason why the why is so important is the why becomes your motivation, because every financial goal is going to face some competition at some point, where I could save for college or I could go on vacation. I could save for college or I could save for retirement. I could save for college or I could pay down a debt. So the why, the purpose, helps you determine you know, the motivation for this, but also it helps it fight the competition it's going to face against other shiny objects that might distract your attention and you might want to direct money towards. And you can extend this same principle towards saving for retirement, saving for a new house, saving for a new car, any expense or any goal that you're saving toward, you just need to make sure you can check all three of those boxes.
All right. And if you weren't taking notes, the you know, the time, you know, I'm you know, how long do you want to be doing this, or the amount, how much, you know, you mentioned the $25,000 and the why, and also want to re-aim you at that insights tab at johnmoore.com. And yeah, hey, since we mentioned saving for college, we should with that briefly, you know, just remind people, if you're going to do that, absolutely make sure you're looking for a 529 to put yep. that into, and there's a whole, you could find all the advantages to that as well, at the insights tab at johnmoore.com. But yeah, I think by having a real plan and goal setting like this, like you said, and having the why makes it where when, yeah, I love how you said those shiny objects that come up, you know, you have this goal, and if you're really set on the goal and there's a distraction, it's a lot easier to go, you know what, I'm going to choose not to go that route because that would impact what I'm trying to do in this area of the goals that I've set for the year. And really, it's really kind of holding yourself accountable. And we didn't use the B word, but it's a good word. It's part of budgeting and being responsible stewards of what God's given us to oversee and to glorify him in. Any more on that, Brian?
I would just note that if you're making these decisions as a couple, for married couples who are setting goals, it's really important that you do these exercises together. And it could be that, you know, each of you brings goals to the table and then you prioritize together. It could be you develop the goals together. My wife and I did that a couple weeks ago on actually New Year's Day, I think it was. We went for a nice long walk and we talked about what's coming up in the short term. So just for 2026, what was important to us. And we had certain travel things we want to do, things around the house. But we kind of collaborated on that and prioritized, and it was wonderful. And so now in our household, and no surprise, I'm the money person. So it's kind of my task to then tie dollars to that. But I know that the things I'm saving towards and the things that I'm planning to spend on are things that we've agreed upon. And won't cause any division or friction in our marriage. It'll be something we're unified in and that we have the same priorities. And so I think that's really important. Sometimes we see that the more financial oriented spouse maybe runs this a little too much, but good goal setting and to meet those goals, you need to have the buy-in for both parties.
Very good. Good communication. Well, if you just tuned in, we've been visiting with Brian Cochran, president of John Moore Associates. You'll find that insights tab and the information about goal setting and other topics that may be relevant to you. Insights tab at johnmoore.com. No cost to go and find that information there provided by the team that Brian works so closely with. Brian, I always appreciate the time you take to help us be better stewards of the resources God's put under our control. And as I mentioned, really ultimately to bring glory and honor to him in how we do that. So thanks for your time and look forward to catching up again next week.
Absolutely, Steve. Thank you, sir.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.